Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would love to hear from you. The lines are open. We invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That's 844-322-2742. And this month, we're discussing the issue of joy. If it really is an issue, but joy is something we experience as we have faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He has come to live His life in us. You know, that joy can't be robbed away from us.
As the Lord said to the disciples, this is joy that nobody can steal from your soul. Why? Because it is the result of God's work in our lives. It's the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy. And it is something that God gives us. It's something that the message causes in our hearts. And once it's there, it may be covered up. We may look elsewhere and experience other emotional things that kind of cover it over, but that joy is still there.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we just need to rip away those barnacles and have that joy kind of shine through us again. I think, when we think of joy, we think of the Lord, we think of what the writer of Hebrews said about the Lord. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So Jesus is saying, hey, you were an old creation, you were an old creature, you were dead, you were lost, you were all of those things. Now you've been set free from that. You've been rescued from that. And now you have a new race to run. And so don't let that old stuff entangle you. Don't let that old way trip you up. Leave it where it is and run this race through faith in Jesus. And that's what the next verse said, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him. He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So there was a joy up ahead for Jesus, and it was that joy that kept him moving forward in this plan of God, where Jesus would offer himself as the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. And once he got through that, there was resurrection, there was being restoration to glory, there was a being seated at the right hand of God the Father. And in that exalted place, there was the joy of giving forgiveness and life to those who would come to him by faith. And that joy is set before us as well. In the same way, as a matter of fact, here's some good news in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, right after he says that we've been made alive, made fully alive with Christ, it is by grace you have been saved, he goes on to say, and God has raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Our victory has already been won.
Yes.
And that joy from understanding that victory is the strength that powers us through the here and now, that is the strength that enables us to say no to the ways of this world, to the temptations of the flesh, to the snares that come our way. That's why this is such a powerful passage, and that's why we have to recognize what joy really is and where it comes from, because that joy of the Lord, and it's His joy that has been imparted to us. It's His joy that fills up the spaces of our souls to full measure. And it's that joy that strengthens us. As Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy set before Jesus is what enabled him to move toward that cross, knowing what was going to happen as a result of his once for all sacrifice for the many who would come to him by faith in his finished work.
Absolutely. Well, that's Basic Gospel, everybody. And if you have something you'd like to share, perhaps a question about the joy that you're experiencing, we would love to hear from you. 844-322-2742 is a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now. You know, people the world over need to hear that God loves them, that He truly cares about them, and that they can find peace and joy in their lives every day. People like Ryan, who faces terminal cancer. Yet, because of his faith, Ryan can say, I don't see that as a death sentence. I see it as a life sentence. I am now able to really just go out there and with reckless abandon, so to speak, witness and preach the gospel. Or Debbie, who wrote, "Wish I had known this years ago. I guess we're all on a journey to learn the truth. I just want everyone to know about God's grace." Or Bruce, who said, "The Basic Gospel Journey CD really helped me, totally set me free in Christ. I no longer am sad and full of emotional pain. I now am full of genuine joy and happiness inside and out." These are just three examples of the kind of impact you make through your giving through Basic Gospel. We ask you to commit to making your most generous Christmas gift this month so we can boldly go into 2017 with confidence. Simply visit basicgospel.net and click donate, and you too will receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD. The Basic Gospel Journey is our way of saying thank you for your partnering with us. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net, and again, thank you for your support of the Basic Gospel message. Well, we're talking about joy, and we'd like for you to join us, 844-322-2742. And we had a call overnight from Wayne in Louisiana. Let's listen to that call right now.
Hey, guys, this is Wayne. Y'all know me. Listen, I was just calling in to chime in on this idea of joy. For me, I think my greatest personal definition of joy is the fact that when I went from being 95% to 100% on assurance of salvation, just knowing that Jesus is mine and I'm his, that he is in me and I'm in him, I tell you what, with that knowledge and growing in grace daily, that's joy. That's the contentment. And I just wanted to share that. That's a little testimony. So, guys and everybody out there in radio land, have a Merry Christmas and keep your eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
Bye-bye now.
Well, boy, cool. We love Wayne.
Yes. And,
we've journeyed with him.
Yes,
he came to several of our conferences, and we had the opportunity just to sit down face-to-face with him and kind of talk with him about his concerns. And that 95.5, he was 95% sure that he was saved, but it was his 5% that was driving him crazy.
Yeah.
And I've met so many people in that same boat. And, you know, when things are going bad and you're not really sure, that 5% seems to swell and
yeah,
seems to take over. And you really become restless, and you have to get those questions answered. And we saw Wayne wrestle with that, ask questions, struggle with feelings, with thoughts, and all the various things that he was going through. And then there was this breakthrough. There was this moment of certainty. It was light bulbs. It was all of these sort of things. And that 95 zoomed up to 100%. And he's been sure. He's been standing in that assurance ever since. And you can just see it in his countenance. You can hear it in his voice. He is a man filled with the joy of his salvation.
Yes.
This message has caused joy in his heart, and that's our desire and prayer for every single listener that comes in contact with the Basic Gospel program. We want you to hear this exciting, this life-changing, this transformative message of Christ. And we want that message, the power of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, to do such an incredible work in your life that it causes you to experience just unabounding joy, just a gladness of heart that there is absolutely nothing that can explain it other than Christ. That's our desire. That's why we deliver this good news. As the angel said to the shepherds, I come with good news that will cause great joy among the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born, Christ the Lord. Jesus is the cause of joy in our hearts, and we want to lift him up so you can experience joy in your daily walk with him.
One of the cool things about Wayne, and I know this is true of others as well, those of you who may be listening for the first time, you may think, oh, here's just another ministry telling me how beautiful things are going to be with Jesus. You'll never have another problem. That's not it at all. I know Wayne has struggled with things. He's had hard times in his life. Things have worked well. Things have not gone well. But the joy has never gone away, because the joy is based on Jesus, not on his circumstances. And that is a critical difference between what the gospel brings to you and what any other form of religion can do.
It brings a constancy.
Yes.
There's something that we can rely upon. And Wayne has found that, and so many others are finding that through the simple message of Christ Jesus. And Wayne, thank you so much for calling and sharing that testimony.
Yeah, he used the opportunity to leave a call, leave the recording by voice on our system overnight. And if you'd like to do that, you can use the same number that we use live on the broadcast every day, 844-322-2742. And if you're listening at the 3 o'clock hour, you're hearing a live broadcast. Otherwise, you're not. But you can use that same number, 844-322-2742, and record your phone, your question. And we'll be glad to answer it soon on Basic Gospel. Again, 844-322-2742. Someone else who is experiencing the joy of their salvation, we have the sweet note from Dorothy in Louisville, Kentucky. She says, "Dear Bob, Richard, and Bob, thank you that you continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Learning about the new covenant has helped me a lot. I look forward every afternoon at 4 to hearing your program." And it's signed, "Love in Christ, Dorothy from Louisville." And so we appreciate so much hearing from our listeners, including Dorothy. And Dorothy, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas holiday season. Someone who's not exactly going through the same joy right now is Jake, who dropped us an email overnight. Jake says, "Basic Gospel truly is a blessing to the world, and I listen to you guys just about every day. I would like your take on marriage and what one should do if they feel they're in a marriage that they shouldn't have entered into in the first place. My marriage has been more stressful than joyful due to differences in personalities and values that have become more visible throughout the marriage. I find that my spiritual life has dwindled from our constant struggle to keep happiness in our marriage. I often ask myself if I made the right decision in marrying her, and I'm wondering if God was actually telling me that she wasn't the one for me. I can't help but think that this was a bad decision and that divorce may be in the future. However, I know that God hates divorce and that unhappiness isn't a biblical qualification for divorce. What should I do?" That's from Jake, who dropped us an email overnight.
Well, I think the advice is very simple. Continue to love her as Christ loved the church. I would take divorce out of the equation, out of the vocabulary. Quit questioning your decision. It's a decision you made.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't have all the information that you needed when you made that decision. But the fact is, you made that decision. You made some vows before people, before the Lord, before to one another. You entered into a covenant, and I would encourage you to stay in that. If your wife is not in the Lord, this is a great opportunity for you to kind of set her apart to hear that message. Mm-hmm. And Paul talks about that. If you have an unbelieving spouse, your life is going to be a witness to them. So continue to love her as Christ loved the church. Your contentment as a human being, if you're relying on that mate to bring you contentment, to meet the deepest needs of your spirit, then you're going to be disappointed, because that person can't do it, and you're going to put one another in bondage. You're going to be like a tick on a dog, just sucking the life right out of it. So you have to find your contentment. You have to find your joy. You have to find your peace and happiness in Christ.
Yes.
That's where you have to turn, and then allow that contentment, that solid rock that you're standing upon, strengthen you to reach out and serve your mate. Now, maybe you're not going to get a lot of reciprocity, a lot of good vibes coming back to you, but love her anyway. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, she's not going to reward you with kindness and all of those things. Love her anyway. And I think you have to rely on the Lord Jesus to put that in you, and to be able to live out what God has called you to in this relationship. So a couple of things, you're looking at how bad the marriage is, that it's not how you would have drawn it up. It's not what you had planned on. So you have this idea of what your marriage should be and how that relationship should work, and then you have reality. And you're comparing the reality to your fantasy.
Yes.
And because you're doing that, your mind is just going down a downward path. And every day you compare, the worse your marriage becomes. And the more distressed about it you become, and the more your emotions start to fill up your mind regarding it. And the more you start to question, did I make the right choice? Did I make the wrong choice? Well, is this going to work out? You're going to have to get rid of that fantasy and just say, here's what my marriage is. Here's what it looks like. And for better or worse, I'm going to trust the Lord to work in and through me in the midst of it. And I am going to let the joy of the Lord be my strength.
Jake, hope you're listening and hope this is a help to you. And friends, if you'd like to drop us an email and pose a question, you can do that by addressing us at bob@basicgospel.net. You know, people the world over need to hear that God loves them, cares about them, and that they can find peace and joy in their daily lives. You hear it in their voices or hear me read their stories and questions every day on the broadcast. And you know, you can make an impact through your giving through Basic Gospel. We ask you to join with us in making your most generous Christmas gift this month so we can boldly go into 2017 with confidence. Just visit BasicGospel.net and click Donate. When you do, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD, The Basic Gospel Journey, as our way of saying thank you for partnering with us. Again, that's Donate at BasicGospel.net.
Bob, let me jump in on that.
Sure.
You know, we would like to see by December 31st, and I'm starting back at December 1st, within that time frame, $335,199 be given to support Basic Gospel. That will enable us to meet all of our obligations for this year and move into next year with some cash in hand to take advantage of some very exciting opportunities to grow this outreach.
Yeah.
In this troubled world in which we live, the gospel needs to be proclaimed. Jesus needs to be lifted up more than ever before in human history. And we have the technology, we have the means as far as radio, as far as internet, as far as mobile devices, as far as video and YouTube and those sort of things to reach people in ways we've never dreamed possible before. And these are exciting times to live. And it's not a time that we need to shrink back from this wonderful opportunity of investing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when I say invest, it's the only thing that reaps eternal dividends. We can buy stocks. We can invest in political campaigns. We can give to all these sort of things. But there is only one investment that reaps eternal rewards. And I encourage you as a listener to get on board. We need to rally together as a team. Basic Gospel Nation needs to come together as a group of people and say, let's keep this good news rolling. Let's keep this good news going out to people like Ryan, who you just talked about, and the others that you mentioned earlier today. Let's rally together as a team, as Basic Gospel Nation, as this unique part of the body of Christ. And let's be generous, and let's keep this message going out to as many people as we possibly can. Like I said, this is the most exciting time to live. It's the most exciting time to be delivering the good news of Jesus Christ. Help us take advantage of all the different opportunities that are out there and reach more and more and more people with Christ Jesus so that that good news can cause joy in the hearts of folks all around the world. Help us meet this $335,199 year-end goal.
All right. Just click Donate at BasicGospel.net to make your gift and join with us in Basic Gospel Nation. Since Ryan was from Canada and we hear from folks in England, we may call it Basic Gospel Global pretty soon.
That's right. Yes. International. Yes. Basic Gospel International.
There you go. Had a question from Eula Lee. She says, how should Christians use the Lord's Prayer? My husband and I, she says, are attending a church, and his concern is that they don't recite the prayer in the service. Please help me clarify how to use this prayer, and thank you, and God bless. That's from Eula Lee, who wrote to us overnight.
Well, it's not a prayer to use. It was Jesus teaching his disciples how to pray. That's what he was doing. So, and he even chastised them somewhat and saying, hey, don't be like the hypocrites who take words and say them over and over and over again. So that's what we do with the Lord's Prayer. We just take those words and say them over and over and over again. So it's not a prayer to use. It's not a prayer just to recite for the sake of reciting it. It was a prayer that had meaning at that particular time for the disciples. It was a preparatory prayer for them, preparing them for what was going to be ahead through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. So it's not something that we need to recite. We can learn some things out of that. We learn that God had in mind for us a family-type relationship. So that's why Jesus said, when you pray, pray to your Heavenly Father. Why? Because that was the relationship that he was going to establish with his people. We were going to be his children. He was going to be our father. How does that happen? Through new birth, so that we have that privilege as his children to pray to him as our Heavenly Father. He says some other things about, give us this day our daily bread. Well, in Christ, he is our bread, isn't he? He Yep. is the bread of life. So all those things that we hungered for and thirsted for, we found in Christ Jesus. He says that we're to forgive others as in hopes that God is going to forgive us. Are we out forgiving others? Well, once we've come to Christ, once we have that forgiveness poured in our hearts, we're going to be going out forgiving others as God in Christ has already forgiven us. He talks about, heaven and earth coming together. Well, how has that happened? In Christ. He is where heaven and earth have met, and we're a part of Christ. And so as our role, as our vocation, as members of the body of Christ, we get to represent the heavenly realms into this earthly sphere in which we live. So much of what the Lord prayed or was teaching his disciples to pray has already been answered through his death, burial, and resurrection. So we can take great joy in that. The other thing that we need to know is that this was a prayer that was a part of the Sermon on the Mount. So there was lots of information that Jesus was giving out. And if you read it and you look at it and you think, how in the world can that be? How can I live out the Sermon on the Mount? Well, I think that's the whole point in giving that is yeah. saying, hey, you can't do this. No. You don't have what it takes. You don't have what's necessary to live out this kind of life. This is my life. And through faith in the finished work of Christ and the fact that he's been raised from the dead, this life will be yours. And as you walk by faith, you can see Christ expressing his life for you. So he was showing the inadequacies of human effort, the inadequacies of trying to live up to this through obedience to human or to laws, so that we could come to a point and say, Lord, what must we do to be saved? And when we're there, we're ready to receive the resurrected life and experience this new life in the new covenant. So the old covenant is gone. We live in the new. That happened at the cross. So how do we pray? Just as children talking to our Father.
You know, people the world over need to hear that God loves them, that he truly cares about them, and that they can find peace and joy in their daily lives. People like Ryan, we've talked about it, we've heard from on this particular program, who faces terminal brain cancer. Yet because of his faith, Ryan can say, I don't see it as a death sentence, I see it as a life sentence. I'm now able to really just go out there and, with reckless abandon, so to speak, witness and preach the gospel. Or Debbie, who wrote, I wish I'd known this years ago. I guess we're all on a journey to learn the truth. I just want everyone to know the grace of God. Or Bruce, who said, the Basic Gospel Journey CD really helped me and totally set me free in Christ. I'm no longer sad and full of emotional pain. I'm now full of genuine joy and happiness, both inside and out. These are just examples of the impact that you make through your giving to Basic Gospel. We ask you to commit with us today if you can. Visit basicgospel.net. And click the donate link there on any page. You too will receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD, The Basic Gospel Journey, as our way of saying thank you for partnering with us. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net, and thank you for your gift to support Basic Gospel. Thanks for being with us today for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. Join us for a study edition tomorrow. See you then. Bye-bye.